Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out, the Voice of the People radio show. My name is Joe Goldner. I'm your host. And I'm going to bring on my co-host, Scarlett. And then we got we're changing directions to the show today. We got a special guest. I'll bring him on in a second. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. Excellent day. Happy New Year again to everyone.
And Happy New Year to you and everyone else. We have a very important gentleman that he came on our show last year, and we got him return again this year. He's very talented young gentleman by the name of John Blancio, and that's Sun King Rising. Let me bring him on, Mr. John. How you doing?
Joe and Scarlett, Happy New Year! What a delight to be with you again.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Excellent.
We're trying to get things going, and everything's happening. And I know things have changed in the year. Can you tell our listeners what happened over this past year and what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so it's a fabulous year for my music, which, as you mentioned, is... I go by the professional moniker of Sun King Rising, and we put out a new album called Signs and Wonders that was just released in early October of 2022. So as you can imagine, we're now in the absolute heart of the publicity for it, and so far we're very excited that it's doing so well. And it's another one of these, it's what I do, it's a very retro throwback to the early 70s kind of southern rhythm and blues and rock.
That's great. And which was the number one hit song going out of the album?
So the first single that we've released is a song called Number 6 Magnolia Avenue. And it really is. I tried to write something that would have sounded like a hit back in the late 60s. So it's got that Muscle Shoals horns things going for it. And it's even a little bit on the soul pop side. That's the current single that we're pushing.
Wow. Okay.
You know,
and,
I read that you did music for a film. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's a video, but the video took on a life of its own, actually, because it became a bit longer, turned into a mini movie. You know, it's about a 6-minute complete story for the song Number 6 Magnolia Avenue. And it's funny because we're getting lots of awards now for the video, so it's fun. We put a lot of effort into it, and anybody can go and listen to it. If you look Sun King Rising on YouTube, it will pop up, and
it's six minutes long. So
yeah, so it tells a complete story in a sense, you know. And
yeah,
I think that's kind of the trend where we're going. You know, my songs tend to be story songs, so there's a lot of potential visuals and whatnot. So we had an absolute blast doing that video. It's got a lot of humor in it. So
a bar scene.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I encourage people to take a look at it. It's very professionally done. You know, we did 3 days of shooting for it, so. It's a mini movie. We actually hope to kind of continue that trend with the next things that we have in mind.
Yeah, because Mike said, because we asked for MP3 and he said it's long, so, you know, because 6 minutes is a long thing to play on our show because it's a short time. That's a problem.
Well, you can also, the song is also just available by itself on YouTube, you know, and anywhere else.
Yeah.
The Sun King Rising has their own channel. Is that where we find it?
Yeah, yeah. If you just go onto YouTube and hit and look for Sun King Rising, all of our stuff will pop up.
No, I got it on the phone, but we don't have the MP3, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But the thing is that your talent, your storylines, is very good, and usually it comes from the heart. And what were you trying to actually show the people? What was in your heart in this mini film, if you want to call it?
You know, I try to tell stories that end up, you know, I prefer for them to be positive. They're not always positive, but this one is actually quite positive. It's basically about a struggling singer who works the Southern circuit and ultimately finds the love of his life. And I've got this theme going through a couple of my songs about the girl in China Blue. And basically she appears in this one also as the love interest. So otherwise my stories tend to always be about, you know, real people, real Southern people and their struggles and, you know, day-to-day life, maybe in a bygone era, but still about, you know, all the things that everybody experiences, you know, love and loss and happiness and grief, you know.
Using that woman in a number of your storylines, your songs, is that your real love interest, or is that something that's in your heart and it's imaginary,
no,
but what you want to have?
No, she is a wonderful actress named Megan Greenwood, and she's appeared in both of our main pro shot videos. She's just fantastic. So, and I think we're going to keep that trend up. First off, people love her, you know. So when we do social media with her and we put her photo up, we get lots and lots of interest. She's just a wonderful person. It's very interesting. She's also, like myself, she's also a scientist. She has a PhD in immunology. And she's like a actress and dancer as her passion.
Okay. What's immunology?
So that's the study of how the body responds to things like infection. right? So very important field in these days, and when we have all these new infectious diseases
she
coming around.
Good. She would be good for that football player. Huh? That was the oddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, that wasn't so much infection as about hitting the heart at the wrong time, I think. But
that's what they're saying, but there's a lot of people say otherwise. He did have the booster just a couple of weeks before this happened. And that goes with the trend of people getting boosters and then dying not that long after. It's been happening all over the place, especially people dying at a young age. So this is not an isolated incident where he got it just happened, because football players, they get hit like that all the time. So unless it's perfect timing in a bad way, it doesn't make sense. And now that the fence is doing security there, something's up.
So this,
and we'll have to see. We need a proper analysis of it.
Yes,
we
do.
You need a live autopsy of it. Yeah. So this immunologist, she studies cures for diseases?
No, in fact, she doesn't use her degree anymore. She decided after she got her PhD that she would become a wife and mom. So she has beautiful children that she takes care of, and then she does this actress and dancing thing on the side of that. So we always make when she's on one of our shoots, we always make sure that we can accommodate her schedule to get back to her children. So
Is she a single mom?
No. It's an intact nuclear family.
Because, the reason why I asked is because the way you said it about making sure that she's getting back to her kids, I figured that she may be a single mom, or maybe she brings the kids onto the set.
No, they're one of the lucky families. Just a beautiful, beautiful, fabulous person all around.
Good. I'm glad.
So are you touring? Are you out on the road singing and doing clubs?
No, not currently. Not currently. Right now now that we have two albums out, we're in a much better position to start to find kind of larger gigs and whatnot. We're basically, in order to do Sun King Music, I need to put 10 people on stage. So you can imagine that completely eliminates a lot of traditional venues, right? So it's not a bar band of any kind, but it's more of a larger venue. And well, we're really interested in festivals, and we're hoping that we're quite popular in parts of Europe. So we're hoping to start to attract festival requests, and that would be great.
In Europe?
So would you like being an opening band for a larger, more another
sure,
band?
Sure, that could happen. And also, I mean, most likely that is the situation that would first come up. We're definitely not at the headliner stage, although our popularity has grown a lot since the last time that we talked. So we're very happy about how things have been progressing for the Sun King Rising team.
That's wonderful. I'm happy to hear this.
The question is, you say Europe, but right now, it's in the winter area, so it's hot. But as you get towards spring, are you going to be touring not besides Europe, but how about the States?
So we're just now planning. It's in the planning phase. We might do a couple of gigs in the area of Pittsburgh where all the band lives. You know, I live in Texas, but the rest of the band is all in Pittsburgh. So, and we're thinking about also parlaying that into a live music video. So we might have something coming up. We don't have any firm dates yet. We're still, right now we're completely in the throes of the publicity push for the album Signs and Wonders. So, you know, doing lots of interviews, we're doing lots of print advertising. We have a billboard in Times Square, you know, all the kinds of traditional things that are needed to build the brand.
In Manhattan? You have a billboard in Times Square in Manhattan. Wow.
Through the month of January, yeah.
Wow.
That is really nice.
Was it up on New Year's Eve?
No, because the prices are absolutely exorbitant for New Year's.
That's what I said to you. Yeah. I think that's wonderful.
That would have been a million people right there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I tell you, 500,000 people a day walk through Times Squares anyway, so it's still a prime site, you know.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, when you're in Pittsburgh, because I know you know, I used to go to school in Pittsburgh when I was in art school.
Cool. Yeah.
And they have the Civic Arena, and that's a great place. I saw a lot of bands play there. So that would be a really great spot for you to do open for a concert. Huge.
That'd be wonderful. Also, you must remember the Syria Mosque also. That used to be a great spot. That's gone now.
I do. I remember the whole place. You know, great town. Comes away.
I tell you, I love going back to Pittsburgh.
I love Pittsburgh. So
I love the food.
A lot of it's changed since 78.
Oh, yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a beautiful city.
It is. You know, it comes awake at 10 a.m. and goes to sleep at 5 p.m. Except for the ladies of the night. They hang out the window.
That's a little different now. Pittsburgh has revitalized. So there's actually a lot of nightlife now and things to do in Pittsburgh in the evening.
Is it? Okay. It's changed.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a good plan. So basically you're promoting your album and your video and working and putting together a plan for the future. Where do you tour in Europe? Where do you usually play
in
Europe?
So our primary fan base in Europe is in the UK and also in Italy. And it's pretty strong in Germany and the Netherlands. So those are our main, where most of our fans pop up from in the UK. But, I mean, it'll take a pretty sweet deal in order for us to be able to take, you know, 10 people over there. So that's why we need to put a bunch of we can't go over for one show. It has to go over for multiple shows.
Yeah,
so.
Complete tour. Yeah,
and
multiple shows.
Absolutely.
So we have European.
You know what I need to pick you up at to play at the Royal Albert Hall?
Yeah, that would be the ultimate. I agree. Yeah, London's one of my favorite towns, so that'd be perfect. You know.
Yeah.
It's a dream. That's a pipe dream. You know, one step at a time. We're happy.
Working towards the future. You know?
Always.
Your music's awesome.
Always looking positive.
Absolutely. And, you know, you wheel and deal. That's how it is. You know, and you hook up with people and you get a conversation and it starts happening, you know, all that magic. You know?
That's why the team is so important, you know? So we have great publicists people working on lots of different angles of Sun King Rising these days.
Absolutely. And it's what the bottom line of it is, the talent. It's self-gen. You self-gen.
I'd even go further.
You know?
I mean, to me, the bottom line is I want people to hear my songs. To me, the most important part of everything are my songs, you know. So I want people to hear
it. It's what's in your heart and soul and what you're thinking of and feeling at the time and expressing yourself through the song on that. And like last time, you do it through storyline and mini movie, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you get
And I think
play?
There's a...
What?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we're doing well. We do pretty well in radio in the UK. not as strong in the U.S., but our like Spotify streams have really become strong. You know, so we're up over a million streams.
Wow. That's good. Well, Spotify is expanding itself a little bit. They bought, they bought a number of podcast affiliates like Anchor, and they streamed that out. So, you know, it's something that's very good because basically Spotify is what's controlling my podcast. So there's a lot of different areas that's helping with a lot of different things. And so you've got to reach a lot more people with that.
You reach a lot more people. We just wish they would pay better than they do, you know, so it's
That's true. I, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't pay that much. And the thing is, and then you, if you get a sponsor, it helps a little bit more. But other than that, you know, but that's how it works. But the point is you need to get the publicity, and that publicity is what gets you the money in the long run.
That's right. And also, since I just want people to hear the songs, I love Spotify. So, and I tell you, I look at the my demographics on Spotify, and they are much younger than what I would typically trend, you know, with live performance or whatnot. So there are a lot of young people in the 20 to 30 age range that are listening to this kind of older style music because it's, you know, they hear it's got so much soul and so much, you know, it's real, you know, and it's not just this computer manufactured stuff. It's got real heart in it. And I'm amazed at how many young people are picking up on this.
You know, I want to tell you, it's the young people want, maybe the tide of the rap and the other stuff and all the crazy things, and they want to hear something a little bit more down to earth and more from within one's person than all the other stuff in there. And because a lot of the stuff that's coming out of rap and stuff is like hate and stuff that you write, and it's all about love and caring and the positive message. They don't want the negative message. They want the positive message.
I think there's a niche out there for that sort of kind of classic approach to songwriting, where a song has a beginning, it changes throughout, it builds, there's tension, there's breakthrough, and a story is told or some kind of, you know, important emotional content is conveyed that, you know, and it should have a good hook, you know, so that you remember it and you go whistling it later on in the day, you know. So songwriting is an art and a science, and that's the thing that excites me the most these days. You know, when I write a great song, you know, I still get a real buzz out of that. And then sometimes my producer tells me, well, that's not a great song, and that's okay. But other times, you know, he and the audience agree with me.
You know, I'll tell you, sometimes what some people think is not great end up being a number one hit.
Sure. Yeah. And there are songs that completely fail when they're first released and then develop a life of their own. And, you know, it all depends on there's a lot of, you know, it's like winning the lottery, too. There's a lot of luck involved. But my feeling is, as long as I'm persistent, you know, I'm certainly not in this game for money, right? So it's more for artistic release, and I feel that there's a need for this sort of music out there. And that's what my fans tell me. You know, I have very, very, you know, my fan base is strong, and they're very vocal about their how they like it.
You know what band did not make it here in the U.S.? Kiss. But they made it abroad, and then it came back here, okay? And they struggled a long, hard time to make it go. They did, you know?
It's true. I mean, it's amazing how interested Europe is right now in Americana and roots music. So, like American rhythm and blues, American roots, folk, singer-songwriter. Europe is actually much more into it currently than the American market.
Yeah,
I have no idea what the American market is about, because the music just doesn't seem to grab me. The rap certainly doesn't. I think my only rap song was from Run DMC. You know, when they did it. I'm serious. When they did their Aerosmith and they did a duet together, that was it. The rest I've lost, okay? And I'm not into hate and killing. It's just not my forte in life, okay? It's better to love and care and have that in your heart. You know, that brings out your heart and soul.
But even if you exclude that genre, it's amazing how much new material there is out there. And, I mean, just look through Spotify, for example, sometime. It's just, it's stunning the amount of music that people are putting out. But most of it is getting lost because there's so much to pick from, so that the major record labels still are dominating because they have their finger in the Spotify algorithms and whatnot. But, you know, it doesn't matter how obscure the genre is, there's going to be, you know, tons of stuff that you can identify on Spotify. Is it all good? Absolutely not, you know. But every so often you find a gem that you say, and this could have been a hit, you know, at any time, you know. It's just the difference between the backing for that sort of thing. So that's why, I mean, we take the, you know, putting effort into publicity, you know, quite emphatically. So that people, you know, maybe they see one of our one-page ads in a magazine like Classic Rock, and then they go to a magazine like Relics, and they also see it there. If they see it multiple times in some different venue, in some different avenues, then, you know, then they start to think, oh, this, you know, I've seen this, I got to check this out, you know. Most bands don't have that kind of backing. Most of the independents, you know, definitely don't have access to that level of publicity, you know. So
you know,
it's, we're fortunate to be in the financial situation that we are, that we can do that.
You know, this is a cliche, but to make the cover of Rolling Stone is cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome, yeah.
You can tell my error, can't you? But your music sort of fits there, okay?
Well,
had the great
we certainly
day.
Fit into 1970s Rolling Stone.
I am, you know. Limited.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Or the Grateful Dead, okay? To go to a Dead concert was the best. I don't know if you were the Grateful Dead. Okay? I'm sure was before your time.
No, it wasn't. No.
I mean, Jerry Garcia, what a loss. Okay, but I'm saying your music sits right in there, and it does. It breathes it. Great.
I agree. We absolutely went out. We wanted to make records that sound like lost gems from the early '70s. We wanted that sound. We worked very hard for that sound, and we wanted that kind of quality of song. You know, we wanted to be able to people to think that, man, why haven't I heard this? You know,
marketing.
So we're kind of we record old style. You know, we don't use these studio tricks. You know, what you hear is what was done. You know, we don't do any kind of auto tune and synthetic things like that. These are real musicians playing together for the most part. So it's and when we make mistakes, we do it again, you know.
Okay. So it's from the basics, and that's a good thing.
It's completely organic, you know, approach to recording. That was how, you know, all the great albums that we all think about were done.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. They pull out the cashier.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I play a real Yamaha grand piano. You know?
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Nice.
Can you tell our listeners where to find you?
Sure. Basically, the easiest way to get anything Sun King Rising is to go to sunkingrising.com. So that's where all our current news is. You can find pointers to buying the album. But basically, if you go to any of the major streaming sites or any of the major sales sites, Amazon, any, you know, Apple, whatever, you'll find Sun King Rising. And if you want to watch the videos, just go to YouTube. They're on there. Just do a search for Sun King Rising. It'll be the first thing that pops up. So we're and for like newer news, and like we put up all of our album reviews and things like that, the sunkingrising.com website has pointers to all those things. And I tell you, this new album, the reviews are just unbelievable. I'm just so excited how well it's been received by the critics.
Is that in your website?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just
also, somebody...
question. Do you have stuff that you post around online? If you'd like, forward that to your guy Mike and have him forward it over to Joe, okay?
And I can mark it out.
I can mark it, or Joe.
Great.
We can mark it and create a blitz about it and have people say
it. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
And, I was going to say, is there a way on your website if somebody wants to get your book for a gig?
Yeah.
Which, and your group, is there a way to do that?
Sure. I mean, there is a sign-up page, but there's also, it enumerates all the Sun King Rising team. So the management, the publicists, et cetera, you know. So it should be pretty easy to get a message to
You're not part of IMB and all that stuff, where it's hard to come by.
No, I'm going to,
you know,
it should be very straightforward, yeah.
Okay, because you know what I meant by IMB, right? IMB is
really.
You got to pay for a firm for booking, like a booking.
Oh, yeah, in order to even find how to contact somebody. No. Yeah. I think my personal email is on the site, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because sometimes that's one of the things when we try to get in contact with various guests and stuff like that down the line, we have to be part of IMB, which is it's a lot of money to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so we go around about ways to do things, but it's a pain. We want to make sure you
get... We're very easy to contact also through Facebook, you know. We are religious about that.
Okay. Any other social media networks are you in?
So I think we do. I think we do. You know, I'll be honest and I'll tell you that I personally don't handle the social media. We have social media manager, but we're also definitely on Instagram. I think we're on Twitter,
okay.
Although I'm not I will tell you that we're absolutely not on TikTok. We are not on TikTok. I absolutely refused, you know, so.
There's a number of reasons for TikTok. TikTok is run by the CCP, which is the
Chinese
Communist.
Yeah, that's
why we're not on. If you don't know, if our listeners, if you use TikTok on anything, the Chinese Communist Party will know everything there is about your phone or anything else that you use. Your phone, they will hack you. That's why most states are trying to kick them out, and that's why Trump trying to kick them out of this country because of the connection to the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, who controls China.
Yes, so you will not find us on TikTok, but every other most of the other major ones you will. So we shouldn't be hard to find.
That's
and actually,
the main thing.
It's easy for people to find me because I also have quite a big web presence in my other job, which is, of course, a biomedical research scientist.
Okay. And as far as your biomedical research, what do you actually research?
So I am a geneticist. I find genes that are involved in some of the most important diseases in relation to public health, so things like diabetes and heart disease, some psychiatric diseases, fatty liver disease. I do quite a bit of work now in why some people do not get COVID while other people do. Well, as a function of genetics.
Yeah, that's interesting, because what we're finding out just by watching is that more people are getting COVID now by that have been given the shot, the original vaccination, supposedly, and then the boosters. And now more people are getting it from the boosters than anything else. The people that didn't get anything, didn't take anything and not getting it, because the immune system is better equipped, if the normal human immune system is better equipped at some of these stuff that you put in your body. At least that's what we're seeing.
I have a question. Once you have been diagnosed with diabetes, can you ever get rid of it?
Well, practically, once you're diabetic, you're always diabetic. However, you can bring your metabolism back into normal levels through, you know, some people, it's drug therapeutics, particularly metformin, that works very uh-huh. well. Other people, it's enough to do dietary changes, but for most people who have gone to the stage of diabetes, it'll usually require something like metformin that you'd take for life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you
for that
answer. What is the normal sugar count for a person to keep diabetic to stay in a good range? Do you know?
Yeah, so we don't use glucose as much as we used to. You know, it used to be like over 120 at a fasting. But now your doctor should do something called hemoglobin A1C, which is a much more kind of accurate measure of your glucose levels over the past 3 months or so. And that'll depend on the units will depend upon the test, you know, how they're scoring it. But it's a very, very good measure. It is the now become kind of the state of the art for how people get diagnosed for diabetes.
So that's why they get
you.
Know,
we have a lot of
tests
with diabetes. I mean, you know, we have a huge number of people
follow,
with diabetes these days.
If you don't follow the protocols, what happens?
Well, I mean, so diabetes is, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. It's actually a much more complex disease than what people generally think, but glucose is one of the main problems. Glucose, while of course glucose is like food and energy for your cells, when you get above a certain level, it becomes toxic to your cells. So excess glucose leads to cellular stress, and all sorts of bad things happen. It throws your whole metabolism out of whack. Ultimately, it's bad for your brain. It's very bad for your peripheral nerves, which is why diabetics often have things like skin ulcerations, especially in the feet, you know, that are hard to ever correct. Diabetes, glucose levels, excess glucose levels lead to a compromised immune system. You know, so it's a serious, you know, morbidity issue, and that's why, you know, people should really go to their doctors and get checked. And we actually have very good drugs now. So as I mentioned, I mean, metformin is a wonder drug. I'd put it up there with, you know, anti-lipid medicines and, you know, and penicillin for having, you know, mm-hmm. huge effect on the overall public's health by much better control of diabetes. And I know there's some people don't want to take any sort of drugs, you know, but sometimes, you know, sometimes we get it right, and what we do is useful. A lot of other things are more like, you know, using leeches in the Middle Ages, but some of our
some people still use the leeches out in Southeast Asia.
You could say, but, there are situations where they will work, you know, so.
Yes. Also, diabetes will lead to kidney problems?
Sure. It'll lead to all sorts of end organ problems. Diabetes is also associated with liver disease, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But kidney failure is very high on the list when people have not responded to treatment. It's one of the first kind of serious things that may happen.
I say if you don't follow your doctor's, or if you don't follow the doctor's regimen and you continue to eat all kinds of sugar stuff and drink tons of Coke despite being diabetic and you do take insulin anyway, but you still follow all that stuff and eat all that stuff, doesn't all that stuff counteract with the insulin that you take?
Sure.
And actually hurt
you? So insulin is probably, that's a very kind of last resort sort of thing, right? So most diabetes is caught, type 2 diabetes is caught before your pancreas has effectively died, and that's why you need to have insulin. So you don't want to get to the stage where you need insulin, because then you're very, very far along.
Right.
So yeah, it's all those things. Although I would say that, you know, maintaining your drug therapies is probably especially critical for people
exercise.
Who are at that level.
How about exercise?
Yeah, it'll make you feel better and help your immune system, you know. So it all ties together, you know. Humans are enormously complex biologically, and it is true that all of our systems integrate so that, you know.
Let me give you a hypothetical. I've been diagnosed with diabetes, has kidney failure, total kidney failure, hasn't been on, who's going to be on dialysis, but decided to go off of dialysis, been off of dialysis for almost 18 months now, and hypothetically, and has a complete renal failure. How is that person still alive?
It would be a miracle. Like, you couldn't stay in a state of renal poisoning for very long. So, you'd want to check the diagnosis. You know, you'd want to check the diagnosis carefully.
Okay, because we know something that's out there that has that, and complaints in the heart and everything else. But the thing is, they call it a modern-day medical miracle that doesn't make sense at all.
Mm.
And
well,
so,
I've seen
like,
everything. You know, I mean, people, there's a lot of variation out there. Of course. Yeah, I believe.
You know, we suggested to various agents. Every doctor we talked to said the same thing. It's impossible for a person to live that long off of dialysis with no kidney function. So we put it out there, and I think the New Yorker magazine picked up with stuff. But the thing is, we asked for a live autopsy to see if there's a medical miracle out there on this hypothetical. If that person has some kind of cure or some kind of miracle out there, the world should know about it. So do a live autopsy, and they'll know the truth.
We're doing the same thing now. I mean, I'm telling you, we know that some people are absolutely impervious to SARS-CoV-2 infection. And it's at the cellular level. Their cells reject it, you know. So now the search is on for what makes those people different, and can we use it?
Yeah, it's important. It's called science. It's called medicine.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out. But anyway,
hey, this is funny. You know, it's like I come on as a musical act, and I do half the show as on my science side. I like that.
That's important because, you know, one of the things we learn from your heart, from your songs and everything, so we got that, mm-hmm. but we also learn on your science side. And that's important because we're in the situation right now where people are mysteriously dying at young age. We got all these viruses all these diseases coming across off of China. Is it man-made? Is something happened or whatever? But we need to know the facts, and before we jump to conclusions, because there's a lot of different things. So we're going to know a lot in the next few weeks or months if Congress gets its act together and gets things going. We're going to know a lot. So
there's certainly a lot of questions remain about the origin. So it's
the origin is
right. I mean, science is not appreciated the way it was.
Yeah,
I think the original shot that I got back in the day in 2020. Compared to what's going on today and through the levels of the jabs, what's in them?
Yeah, so, I mean, what kind did you get? Did you get one of the mRNA vaccines?
I got one shot. It was from Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, that was a kind of more of a classical vaccine. That was
but
not one of the
COVID.
mRNA vaccines.
I haven't gotten COVID. I haven't been sick, and I feel good. So
good.
And I took the two shots for Pfizer, and I didn't take the boosters after. I'm fine. Nothing's happening. My doctor told me. She asked me, do you want to? I said, no. She's like, smart person. So, because they don't trust it. So we just stayed with what we had initially.
I think we would be better off if we were literally measuring people's antibody levels, which we don't do, right?
No.
So some people can take the main vaccine and their antibodies are good and they stay up. Other people, their antibodies crash, they need a booster. Other people need two boosters. But there's no reason to boost somebody whose antibodies levels are at a good level, but we don't test that first. And we also know now that what people said originally, that, you know, natural antibodies, so people who literally got COVID have the strongest antibody response. So nature's antibody response has been better than the vaccines. So we don't measure
They're afraid to
measure these things. We really do need to measure them. But.
Yeah, one of the reasons why they won't measure is because it'll show that we were right all along about natural immunity it supersedes everything else. And they don't want that. It's a pharmaceutical companies make millions
of
dollars.
Money.
It's all about money.
I think the data are clear now, and anybody would have a hard time continuing to make that argument. So why would it be any different than any other disease, right? So
right.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're coming down towards
the
end of the show.
Send Michael the stuff so I can put it out there for you. And market it and drive some traffic towards you. You know, you pick up some more listeners and purchase the music, and it's important, you know?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. One more time, can you tell our listeners where to find you? We're very big on getting the information out.
The easiest way to find us is sunkingrising.com. Or just go to any search engine and type in Sun King Rising, and we will pop up. That site will pop up first.
And the name of the album that was put out in October, and where to find the videos.
Yep. So the name of the new album is called Signs and Wonders, 10 brand new songs, and our videos you can all find on YouTube just by also doing a search on Sun King Rising while you're on YouTube. And the new single that is doing very well that has both you can find everywhere and also there's a video for is called Number 6 Magnolia Avenue.
You know, I want to thank you. You know, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We broke the show down to two sides, like you said. One was music and the other was science. And we picked your brain, and that's what makes you so great. Because if everything that you're able to give us, the music talent and the medical talent and science, because it's important. I want to thank you.
I think it's great. Thank you. I enjoy talking to you guys.
Thank
it's like
you, John.
Sitting across a table with you and just having conversation.
Yeah. Well, the only thing we don't have is beer.
I hope we bring the world to you.
That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you
okay.
so much. And Happy New Year to you and your family again.
Okay,
enjoy.
Happy New Year.
Again. I want to thank you again for coming on. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We got Dallas John Bongino, Sun King Rising. We had a great show. I'm going to tell you. And
great.
We,
I got a question.
You know,
I got a question.
What?
Did they do another vote?
I don't know. I was busy. This was such a great show. I didn't even bother to looking at it. But let's check the house before we go. We got a few minutes.
220 to 212. Oh, and there was one present. One present. Can you believe that? Why won't that Schmeck drop out? Nobody wants him. He's a swamp rat. 202 swamp rat. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well,
they don't care about us. You know, you could tell he wants the title. You could tell. And she.
So we don't know.
What is
this
he,
one yet?
He lost six times. He lost six times. He lost. And those people, the new class, what is it, 10 or 15 of them? They're not going to vote for him. They're not. They want him gone. Okay, and we're going to talk about other things. The governor was sworn in. Him and Casey and the children looked
right.
Fabulous. It was great, you know, and so it's good. What's going on in Europe?
Not right now. It's quiet at the moment.
You know?
So we don't know.
Things are good. New Year is wonderful. And people are expressing themselves big time. They're very dissatisfied with the direction of the country. They're dissatisfied with the Hill. They're dissatisfied with the bullshit. Can't disagree with them.
Nothing new on the...
That's because they're stuffing their faces with pizza that I'm paying for, pigs.
Yeah. Anyway.
But meanwhile, they don't get, we had this discussion earlier. Nobody knows it. Nobody on the Capitol gets paid because the House is the purse.
What they're doing, okay, right now it looks like they're continuing to doing all the same thing. It's the same 20 or so that's there. It doesn't matter right now of who goes on. The fight is, for these people, for our listeners, the fight is this. You got the swamp rats. You got the same, the good old boys on one side. That's McCarthy. And then you got the 20... people, or 20 Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, basically, on the other side, that do not want to capitulate to the swamp. And they're fighting
and
for the principles, the conservative principles and the American people right now. Because, like the people were telling me when I was working with the RNC today and doing things, they they're very pissed off on what's going on there. They want not the swamp. They do, most of them do not like McCarthy at all. They want him gone. Same thing with Mitch McConnell and Ronald McDonald. They want.
He's a piece of shit. That man is selfish. He don't care about the country. He only cares about himself. Him and McConnell. Okay? Now we have a new member to the club. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out as a swamp rat.
And yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out to endorse Kevin McCarthy. She's done. Look, you can't. I know why she did what she did. I would not play politics for people.
You remember when she went to all those rallies, the Trump rallies?
Yeah.
And when she was out on the road with Matt Gaetz, she said she was a conservative, didn't she? She lied.
Matt Gaetz split. Matt Gaetz is part of the Freedom Caucus, and she just walked away from it. And that's what that is.
She used them, and how about Steve Scalise, the same thing. They're all swamp rats. Those 202 rats are going to be primaried out.
This is back. Well, you got 2 years for that, so we got to worry about that in 2024. But in the meantime, it's what, 8th, 9th, or 10th, I don't even know. We're almost done. We got a minute.
Doesn't matter. I told you it's going to go to 100 and they ain't going to get it. Okay. So my point is, John was great. And the show was wonderful. It was a great conversation about music and life and science. And he's a great, endearing gentleman. Very nice man. I hope he enjoyed himself.
I want to thank everybody for coming on. John Pacino, Sun King Rising. Scarlett, you want to say something before I put this music on?
I'll be back on Sunday. Everybody have a great week. Enjoy. And bye, everybody. Night.
And we'll be on Sunday at 7 o'clock, and we'll be probably back in politics and some other things. You never know what turns up. On the truth is out there, voice of the people. God bless you all and have a good evening.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, gladly stand. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the